This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About 7 after the hour, what a fine time for you to have decided to spend some time here waking up to the real world. Are we in the real world? Sometimes I wonder if we're in the real world. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen on the DJV show. I was thinking as I was looking at some of this Meghan Markle stuff, this book that is trying to portray her.
I saw a headline about that.
I don't understand how the people that write these books, whether they've got grudges. I saw the perfect definition yesterday of a grudge. Holding a grudge is like eating rat poison and expecting the rat to die. You're only hurting yourself. What is this stuff at the end of the day? Why would somebody want to hurt Meghan Markle and the prince?
I don't know if people are trying to hurt her. I think people are trying to make money off of her.
Well,
yeah, I don't know if they particularly
same time,
care how she's affected as long as they get something out of it.
And she's clickbait right now. Everybody's interested in her, so anybody with a story is going to come forward.
Yeah.
Yep. The headline I saw was that she dumped her first husband out of the blue, and
right,
notice, and which I find that completely not believable.
Well, but even if that, I mean, we've all been there and done that. As a matter of fact,
really, we have.
Yes, we have. But I don't know.
Out of the blue, we've dumped someone.
You've never ever in your life either been dumped or dumped somebody just like that on the spur of the moment.
Yes, but not someone that you're married to.
Oh well.
That's kind of the angle that, like, I don't know. When I read that, I thought, are they warning Prince Harry that she might just be gone one day after they get married?
Well, I saw that they're going to do a prenup, but I don't think that's unusual either. Is it under the circumstances?
Oh, see, I read that they weren't doing a prenup because prenups are American, and they don't really do that over in England.
Yeah, his brother didn't do a prenup with Kate Middleton, so I would be kind of surprised if they did.
That's really dumb.
Look it up. Maybe I was misinformed, but I saw something that made me believe
they should do a prenup. Why
but here,
they?
I just remembered the reason that some people do a prenup, but they're not admissible in court in England, and so they can only be used as a guideline, but they will never actually be legally binding. That's what I read why they don't do prenups.
Right. Did we talk about Pippa's father-in-law yet?
Whoa, right?
No, what's the story?
Pippa's father-in-law, Pippa Middleton, Kate Middleton's sister's father-in-law, got arrested for allegations of child rape, right?
Oh.
Whoa, that's joking matter.
No. Is that something, I don't want to pursue that.
I don't know if he was having an affair with an underage girl, or I didn't really go any further than the headline, but the headline seemed pretty awful.
Well, there are the things that people say sometimes about other people are not proven out. Sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. I saw something about Ryan Reynolds. He's got marriage trouble. why are you chuckling?
Because Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, they're very funny with each other on social media.
Is this an April Fool's?
No, it wasn't an April Fool's. It was a tabloid story saying that Ryan and Blake are getting divorced because they don't spend any time together. And so Ryan tweeted the link to the article saying, actually, I could use a little more me time. So he kind of took it and made it very funny and again, went viral over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. The other things that are going viral, there are a number of things that seem to be viral in the last 3 or 4 days. One of them is the continuing focus on this kid, David Hogg, who says basically he rejects Laura Ingraham's apology. A bully is a bully. This is all about, for those of you who haven't followed it, I can't imagine anybody in America not having followed this to a point. He's one of the students at the school in Florida that got shot up, and Ingraham took a shot at him. And then there were moments of, she said, and then there was the attack on the advertisers. I've made it my business to just take two people and the ones who seem to be the most visible of these students, Ms. Gonzalez and Mr. Hogg. Ms. Gonzalez, I can find no fault with. Hogg is, he annoys me. And this has nothing to do, Laura Ingram annoys me, so it's not about her.
She's taking a week off from her show because the advertisers pulled out, so.
Yeah, she was given a little time off to think about it. And this is what...
I'm so against this. I am so against boycotting people. Look, the free market works. If you don't like something that someone says, you don't have to watch them.
Right.
But how many people are the unintended victims of boycotts? Doug, you know this. This completely...
Yep.
Boycotts changed the radio industry.
Yep.
And really, it makes no sense. There's conservatives, and this is not a conservative liberal thing. Conservatives are trying to boycott MSNBC this week. And, of course, David Hogg is calling for the boycott of Laura Ingram. So it's happening on both sides of the aisle. And over it. If you don't like what someone says, argue back. That's the beauty of living in this country. And you don't have to
change the channel
for freedom of speech.
Right.
Change the channel. Find something you do want to support.
Yeah. I would go beyond television and radio. The New Yorker it's New York Magazine, has a picture of Trump as a pig. Now, I'm not the king of Trump fans, and there's no mistake about that with me. I think there are some things he's done that are okay. I think also, but I'm very against his farm policy. It's hurting a lot of farmers that have worked very hard and worked hard to support him. But to portray... portraying him as a pig doesn't do anything except continue the debate. Is the discussion ever going to change? Are we going to find anything about this guy that's worthwhile? Certainly, there's good and bad in everybody, and he may be his own worst enemy. He may need help, whatever he needs. But to portray him the way he looks on the cover of New York Magazine is, to me, disgusting.
I would just ask you what we would say if someone did that to Obama. We would say that that's a racist cover.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think it helps. I think it only fires up
Trump's
base. That's
the point I'm making, Jennifer.
I think this era of being hateful is really just going to push people further and further apart. If you can't find a common ground, then you're never going to move forward. I was listening over the weekend to one of the Sunday shows, and... Tim Scott, I think it was. Tim Scott and Trey Gowdy, both representatives from South Carolina, have a new book out. And Tim Scott was saying the greatest threat to our national security is this divisive air in politics. And it's true. Yeah. While all of us are busy arguing, this is when the big tragedies happen. When we're arguing about gun control or we're arguing about whatever it is, this is when the tragedies strike because no one's paying attention. They're just worried about taking down the other guy. And it's... Yeah. That's the biggest national security threat, is just how divided we are right now. And there's examples of people dividing us on both sides. Again, it's not just one side doing it to the other.
All right. Here's some good news. A crowd fund has been established to help teachers all across our country. It's called Ripple. They've started this cryptocurrency. It's the charity is donorschoose.org. Ripple is one of the cryptocurrencies. It's a payment company. They've given $29 million in cryptocurrency to this donorschoose.org, a platform that connects people to classroom needs all across the country. And so with that money, the folks at Donors Choose are going to be able to fulfill a lot of classroom project requests. 35,000 they have at the moment from 28,000 teachers at 16,000 public schools. This is the culmination of the site's hashtag Best School Day project. A couple of years ago, Stephen Colbert, who's a member of the Donors Choose Board of Directors, said he was going to pay for every school project request in South Carolina. So this apparently set off a movement that became known as hashtag Best School Day. More than 50 actors and athletes and philanthropists have been inspired to fund classroom projects in their particular states as a result of this. And altogether, about $14 million has been given so far by these people. According to the website, the Ripple Company. Did I say Ripley before or Ripple? It's Ripple, didn't say it right. They say the donation will affect about 1 million public school students. Classroom projects requested on the site represent specific missions and activities that teachers have for their students, whether it's in the classroom, in the library, out on a field trip, art supplies, all kinds of things, science laboratory needs. This is a fabulous exercise. I don't have a lot good to say about Stephen Colbert on his television program, but like with most people, there's good and bad. We can see the good, we can see the bad. But if you only see the bad, and I'm going back to the New York Magazine cover, if you only see the bad, then that's what you'll get. Thoughts are things you will attract to yourself, what you are projecting that way. So in this case, Colbert, who starts this by pledging to pay for all of the requests from this the organization in his home state of South Carolina, he sets a good tone. There's good vibes around it. There's good activity. There's good support. So good for him and good for this group. Again, back to what we were saying a few minutes ago. Jennifer just said, you continue to take everything apart piece by piece. You know, I just said something about David Hogg. Not a fan of the kid. I think he's a smarmy little wise guy. But some of the things that he's talking about or that are coming out of this discussion at the school as a result of what happened, they are good and positive and helpful. And the same thing, you know, you can't, you can take anybody and you can find something good with them and you can find something bad with them. The choice that you make is to decide which you want to focus on. You want to focus on the good or you want to focus on the bad. And you can hear in the energy in my voice how much I love to talk about things like this because they are so helpful and so positive and so productive. And so I say that in the same breath, here's an opportunity from one of our advertisers, MyPillow, to do something good for someone in a homeless shelter. Because it is Easter week, the fellow that runs MyPillow, Mike Linder, said, all right, for every one of these pillows that we sell over this next week, I'm going to give one to a homeless shelter, wherever it may be. It's a fabulous idea, a great help. So if you feel like helping, being helpful, then go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get 50% off their 4-pillow pack. And with that, they will give, in your name, a pillow, a MyPillow, to a homeless shelter. All right? Get on the horn, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code DJV, buy your 4-pack of pillows, 50% off. This is a great deal in and of itself. But to think that one step further, in one further effort to help people, Linda's going to give a MyPillow to a homeless shelter is just, it's all the more motivation to want to do something. Do something good. Get your MyPillows for yourself and a pillow for a homeless shelter at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sharknado, and the latest TV movies. Apparently, they haven't made good on the ratings department. As a matter of fact, they haven't made much of a bite in the ratings. Get it, gang?
Get it.
So, Sci-Fi has decided to conclude the franchise with the number 6 film this summer, as yet untitled Sharknado 6. Bring back Ian Ziering. Is that who it is?
Ziering? Sure. Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering, him too. Tara Reid's the only one I know. Oh, Vivica A. Fox is in these. I know her. It was the first timer in 2013 that did very well. It's just silly. Shark attacks, flying sharks attack Los Angeles. They still are attacking. Then the next one was in...
That was better than the first one. Well, none of them are good quality, but I watched them all. But the ratings were actually, for Sci-Fi Network, like 4 million viewers.
Almost 4 million. Yeah,
that's a lot for Sci-Fi.
Yeah. So anyway.
For the channel. Yeah.
Sharknado after this year, folks. It's your fault. If you want it to come back, you better watch when it comes out this summer. Otherwise, it's gonzo. Kaputsky.
The final
Another
frontier.
Great
it jumped
idea.
The shark.
Right, yes. All right, musically at 25 past the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me, Shawn Mendes has announced he's going to have a week-long residency at the James Corden Late Late Show. That's going to be in June, first week of June. He thrilled his fans when he appeared on Corden's show for a chat. A performance, and the announcement that he will do it again for a full week of shows. He's from Canada. You all fans of his, Shawn Mendes?
Love this new song, yeah. He's also mentoring on The Voice, or has mentored on The Voice.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
He currently is, I forget. No, he is. He's currently on this season, yeah.
Is Lost in Japan, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so crank it up. Let's see what Kara likes and Victoria likes. It.
Very Justin. Oh. Yes.
Yeah, I like this. How old is this kid?
20?
Yeah, 19, 20, something like that.
Really young for you, Karen.
Just a couple years older than you, Dougie.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, so good. Good luck to him. Corden is a great platform, man. He's gotten himself... people feel so strongly about him. Talking about a good news story. I just like the way you feel when you're around him. And he's all over the place. He's doing voices and cartoons, and he's doing different shows. And you know who the other one is? I watched on Saturday night, I watched Showtime at the Apollo. Harvey, Steve Harvey is, and they had
him.
Somebody who was a mentalist. That's why I caught it. There's somebody who bends spoons like Uri does, and I couldn't get the guy's name. But it was very interesting how Harvey treated. But Harvey is so popular. I mean, doing so much stuff. But he deserves the accolades he's getting. So, good. All right, next up musically is Bob Dylan. The 1965 Fender Telecaster Bob Dylan used during his first electric tour, putting up on the auction block he is as a part of Julian's Auctions. There's a music icon sale set to take place next month, and it'll bring between $400,000 and $600,000.
Wow.
Good God. Part of the proceeds will go to the American Indian College Fund. He used this guitar during his first electric tour in 66 with the Hawks. They were later renamed the band. He played this guitar through the 60s and 70s through the guitarist Robbie Robertson remains its owner. I don't know why. I don't understand how he got it from Dylan. How did
I think it was never Bob Dylan's. He just played it all the time because they toured together.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Huh. All right.
But Eric Clapton played this guitar. It's got a lot of history.
The guitar is different from the Stratocaster that he played at his infamous...
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
this year. Resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The hour now on the DJV show with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. Happy to have you along at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schilling. Should you want to communicate with us on Twitter, you may want to after you listen to something I'm about to say. This is a note, by the way. I am reminded of what sometimes good memories my listeners have. Joan Chernock, who listens to us on KTRC in Santa Fe, New Mexico, she thinks that some of the outbursts, that I'm insensitive. Sometimes we have outbursts.
Well, yeah. What else? Is she referencing which thing you're insensitive to?
Just all things. Yeah, we used to do things. I remember back to when Roberta was here. We used to do Baghdad weather reports during the Iraqi war. Some people,
you know, that or maybe just like the dead people report every time we talk about music. It might be something like that.
Right, it could be something like that. So, but she sent me something that I appreciate and wanted to share because I think it's so true. This came on the heels of me saying what I did about young Mr. Hogg. And some of the things, I think she's more, the point that she's making here, you know, she heard me talking about Jesus and religion and stuff, and she also, she listens carefully, obviously. You know, if you do hear our conversations, you know that I, along with all the other people who are here, have strong opinions, and that's one of the reasons that we're here. We have unique perspectives on things and are happy to share them with you because we find someone to agree with us out there, and then there's a disagreement, but it's good cause for concern. So I said something, I think it was on Friday, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, there was another, it could have been the trial of those officers who shot, the guy was in Louisiana, I think, and then I made a comment about the, what's the guy's name that got shot 8 times by the police in Sacramento?
Stephon Clark.
Clark.
Yeah.
Okay. So she sent this to me. This statement is attributed to John Stewart, who said, "You can truly grieve for every officer who's been lost in the line of duty in our country and still be troubled by cases of police overreach. Those two ideas are not mutually exclusive." So in other words, you can have great regard for law enforcement and still want to have them be held to a high standard. And so I've been frustrated with this for years. I've never seen anything that was quite this good, quite this poignant, or quite this accurate when it comes to my point of view. So I'm going to stick this up somewhere in my studio so that every time I feel guilty about saying something that seems critical about some police mayhem or misstep, and people attack me, "You don't like the police." Yeah, I do. I like the police who do their job well and who are in currency, if you know what I mean. They are in and up to the task of being there. The police who are on duty in Florida were not capable of doing what they should have been doing and therefore are subject to the scrutiny that I'm underscoring. Yes, Jen.
I just think that there's sometimes this effort where immediately we jump on the police without actually seeing all of the evidence that comes out. And I think you can be, I mean, there's nobody, when you have a bad cop who makes a bad decision and who kills somebody and it was unwarranted, there, don't you think that the rest of law enforcement, they don't rally around that person? I mean, maybe some of the higher ups or the union people who are trying to protect this person, but law enforcement,
like bad
they're
teachers,
doing
Jennifer,
the job the way they should.
Yeah,
it's not like they have a huge amount of support. I just think it's our inclination now because of the media and the way things are presented is that we always want to jump on and go, "Oh, well, there's another example of a cop doing it wrong." Yeah. Well, I think if we let cooler heads prevail and we look at the evidence that comes out, we can learn and we can get better. I mean, clearly, in Sacramento, there was a mistake made. There was a problem made that this guy was shot in his own backyard. And I think anybody who's being honest can acknowledge the fact that that was a problem. Was it automatically race-related? Well, that's harder for me to believe. Maybe so, but it was a black cop who was involved with this also black victim. So, I think we just need to make sure that we don't just jump to conclusions and actually just follow these stories all the way out to see what was really happening instead of jumping on the outrage train.
Yeah, I think that's an astute comment.
I agree and think that's important, but I also think the reason people become so frustrated is because we haven't seen that many repercussions for a lot of officers, or you get stuck on desk duty, but you're still
they're
okayed.
All found innocent.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in some of the, it's so
not
obvious.
All of them,
not all of them, but it's obvious. Well, look, some of these are mistakes that should not have happened, and I think a lot of people, you would lose your job. Or you would go to jail if you were a normal person in this situation, and I think cops maybe, because they are part of the law, get away with more than what other people get away with. And I think
so
that's where the frustration stems from.
Do we apply that reasoning or thinking to all of the, we've off and on for a number of weeks, months, maybe even years, since Rush Limbaugh did the that bit with the young woman that was, what was her name? He called her names. What was the woman's name from Washington? I can see her, but I can't remember her name. You made reference to it earlier, Jennifer, about how it disrupted the whole business. The radio business, the talk radio business went away because of what he said about this.
Oh, about Sandra Fluke.
Sandra Fluke. That was it. Yeah, Sandra Fluke. So for one comment, the advertise. Now, it probably, you could say, well, it built up because of all of the things that have been said over the years by him and other people like Imus and the outrage, and it just exploded. Well, and you can say that about Laura Ingraham. You can say it about anybody, that whether it's in this business or some other business, we all make mistakes. Is there no room for people. This is my one of my mainstays in life. We're here to help, but we also need to learn serious forgiveness. Not forgetting necessarily, but forgiveness and move on. Because holding on to that energy, holding can create nothing that's good. And so the attack on Limbaugh and subsequent references that Jennifer and I have been talking about here have gone a long way to ruin the future unless we can somehow turn it around. I worry for the future of this format. Because if we don't have advertiser support, then we can't pay people to do what it is that you like listening to. So it may be time for some kind of pushback, and I don't know how to quite orchestrate that because the
celebrating where we live and that people can say things and we can choose to listen to them or not, or better yet, we can charge, we can use it as a catalyst to get into a dialogue. And I think sometimes we just are really quick to go, well, shut that person up. We don't like what they're saying, so
well,
shut
we've gotten
up.
Away with it. Yeah,
and they don't realize the repercussions are just more than on the person who said something.
And the
don't
news
like.
Media, Jennifer,
everybody.
Is the number one culprit. The news media as it exists today, jumping on the stuff that we were just talking about, whether it's a policeman, we jump to judgment right away, they're all wrong. Whether it's Limbaugh, we have orders for advertising, and the advertising agencies stamp on them, no talk radio, because they're so stupid, they think that all talk radio is Rush Limbaugh, when it isn't. A lot of it is. But to declare all of it bad and to hurt those of us who are trying to do a good job and do a broad spectrum of conversation is, it's, I hesitate to say un-American,
but
it isn't.
Actually.
It is kind of.
Censorship in a way.
Yeah, it says that's exactly what, you get rid of those people you don't agree with, and thus you have the kind of news media that we have now, which is so God blam corrupt. It really is. The news media is so damn corrupt in this country. It just, on both sides, just corrupt. All right. I don't want to spend any more time on that. I do want to talk about Sharknado. This actually isn't funny, but it's interesting that it attracted my eye as we were doing the Sharknado story about how they're going to bring a sixth installment onto TV this summer. Story of a 25-year-old paddleboarder who was hospitalized yesterday after a shark attack off the Big Island in Hawaii. He has not been identified yet. He was offshore about 100 yards when the shark swam up to his board and knocked him off the board. He bumped him off the board and then grabbed a hold of him. And so people on the beach heard him scream, and they ran out. There was a four-man canoe that ran out. He had injuries, but he is going to be, I guess, okay. He was in critical
condition. He's lucky
he
lived because the most people don't die from the shark actually eating them. Most people just bleed out and they're because they're too far away from help, and that's how most people die from shark attacks. But
I actually had a sneak peek of this. Do any of you follow Busy Phillips?
You just read my mind. Yes.
She was talking about it, actually saying that at the hotel next to where she's staying that there was this shark attack.
They couldn't go on the beach, and her daughter was bummed out because it said shark attack, so the sign said no swimming.
It's unusual in Hawaii to have sharks there like that.
If you're a Shark Week aficionado like I am,
really?
/ obsessed. It's becoming more and more of a problem in Hawaii.
Guess a good thing I didn't go there.
I have a friend who said she'd watch him outside of her office in Maui coming through. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. The waters, anytime I've ever been swimming over there, man, it's like being in heaven. So, all right, here we go.
The sharks are there just to give you the stairway.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're a little faster.
Like heaven? All right, let me introduce you.
Uh-huh.
Next to the express lane, Mr. Stephan. You like your TSA pre-check? It's like heaven's pre-check.
There we go. Victoria, what's the story with Michael Phelps?
Shark Week, Michael Phelps swam against a great white shark.
Yes,
he lost. He did not win. But he, of course, is the most decorated Olympian of all time with 28 Olympic medals. And he says now his newest project is even bigger than the Olympic Games and bigger than his career as an Olympian. And he is trying to help Olympic athletes who are dealing with depression and dealing with readjusting back into their lives as they retire. because their whole life is built on training for the Olympics and participating. And then so many athletes, he says, come back from the Olympics and suffer extreme depression. And he said he's one of them, that he even thought about taking his own life at one point in 2012. He said after every Olympic Games that he was followed by drug and alcohol binges. And so he said the Olympic Committee, in his opinion, hasn't done anything to help athletes transition after the Olympics. And it's something that his Michael Phelps Foundation is now working on. And he said that it's helping plan for the future, what their next step will be, and addressing mental health issues at the same time, which is super important.
Yeah. All right. It is important. All right. Here's something that I do find discouraging. I've always been a fan of Danica Patrick. Mm-hmm. And apparently she really is. There have been rumors that she was done. Apparently, Jennifer, the rumors are true.
That's what they say. She says that the 2018 Indianapolis 500 on May 27th will be the final start of her racing career. She posted a message on Twitter after Indianapolis Motor Speedway welcomed her back to the IndyCar Series for her farewell event. She said, in the words of my first win, it's been a long time coming. It will be here before we know it, and it will be gone, and I can't think of a better way to go. She announced her decision to retire in November. She's 36, from Wisconsin. She explained she felt bringing her career to an end at Indy would be the most fitting exit from the racing spotlight. She said, nothing that was being presented excited me. Then about 3 weeks ago, I just blurted out, what about Indy? Let's end it with the Indy 500. This ignites something in me, but I'm done after May. Everyone needs to put their mind there. My plan is to be at Indy, and then I'm done. She concluded the NASCAR portion of her career with a 35th place finish in the 2018 Daytona 500 in February. She was involved in a wreck in the 101st lap, which ended her bid to complete her time with Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series with her first victory. So this will be her storybook ending.
Yep.
She actually does better in Indy results.
Yeah.
So hopefully
it'd be great if she won.
It would be amazing. It would be amazing.
Be neat.
For so many reasons. Yeah.
Speaking of winners, I am having a sip right now of the tea that we have been talking about. I hope you ladies are enjoying it as I am. It's a great cleansing. You want to have a feeling that your life is kind of changing for the better? Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking it a couple of weeks ago, and I can feel the difference. It's making me sleep. I talked earlier about sleeping for almost 11 hours. I had a cup of it before I went to bed on Saturday night, and the next thing I knew, it was like 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. That's unheard of for me. Life Change Tea. How does it work? It's a proprietary, say it again, Doug. There it is, a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse that'll rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. The food is so different now, you need something like this to nourish your body. No GMOs, no pesticides, herbicides, nothing in it that's been processed. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. And you get it shipped to you without cost. This is a more energy drink and a cleansing drink. Good and good for you. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'll find this to be a great way for you to start the day and to have a good refreshing drink through the day. GetTheTea.com. It's 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Well, that's close to 53 and change at the hour. We're going to get accurate. I have with me the king of the money pit. There's a king and queen. He's the king of the money pit. Tom Kreitler, co-host with Laura Leslie Segretti. I've been talking with Laura Ingram all morning.
Yes.
I got her on my mind.
I wouldn't use those two.
So anyway, the money pit has been a tradition for now. You've been 20 years, haven't you?
I've been in radio since the mid 90s, but syndicated since 99. So yeah, approaching our 20th.
All right. So if you go to sign up for their newsletter, you'll see things about great tips to spruce up your home for spring. Even though with some of us, we're looking at snow. I know. Snowing where you are, Tommy. It's snowing up the East Coast from Pennsylvania, New Jersey into New York, and it's a springtime snowstorm.
Yeah. But
the grass already turning green. Things are growing. Mm-hmm. You have a suggestion in the current issue of how to start a community garden and grow veggies and flowers and how neat it is for people to work together in those circumstances. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of places where, you know, people don't want to have a garden themselves or they can't have a garden themselves. And, you know, things like this are always more fun with friends. And so we kind of lay out for you the step-by-step on how to find a space, what makes a good space, and how to organize yourselves as a community garden, whether it's going to be something, you know, very simple with just a few friends or maybe something that's even larger than that. But the kinds of things that you have to think about, like, for example, water. You know, this is one of the last things folks think about when they're doing a community garden, but you do not want to be schlepping, you know, jugs of water to water your garden. So the first tip of choosing a location is make sure there's a good water supply nearby that you can actually use. I mean, things like this, what plants grow best, you know, other things that maybe you don't think about, like, what about your tools? You know, is there a place where you can lock up tools so you're not always having to throw the wheelbarrow in the car when you head out to tend the garden. But we kind of give you all the ideas and the step-by-step in this week's edition of the Money Pit newsletter, which you can sign up for at moneypit.com.
Also, you can sign up for their commercial-free podcast as well, moneypit.com. All right, in a moment, we're going to get an answer to a question about staining decks and what the best product is for that from Tom right after this.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
All right, so here's a letter from Jerry, Tom.
Yep.
My deck needs to be stained. I have deck companies telling me they'll apply a product they guarantee you won't have to redo until the apocalypse. So is that... Good luck, Charlie. Yeah. What's the truth here?
Yeah, so I think what Jerry is referring to are these, like, super thick coatings. Now, when this product first came out, Doug, they used to call it liquid siding. And there were these guys that would sell you this very thick paint.
Plastic
put it
paint.
Right. They put it on wood houses and they're like, oh, it's liquid siding. You'll never have to use it. You'll never have to repaint again. It's like having vinyl siding. It's going to last you 20, 30 years. And when the product first came out, it wasn't vapor permeable. What that means is it couldn't breathe. And what that results in is rot below the surface, right? Because moisture is going to find its way in. It just can't get out. So thankfully, that initial blast of this stuff, I don't hear too much about it anymore. But for decks, there are now these sophisticated elastomeric deck coatings that have very thick finishes, and they're made by major manufacturers. And they do work pretty well if your deck's really rotted and cracked. And will last for a long time. The apocalypse, not so much, but they last for a long time. They're pretty expensive, and they only carry about 75 square foot per gallon.
All right.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.